Hello, everyone. This is Kerwin, and welcome to another episode of What's Happening in Travel. Sorry, little nasal today, but my background today is actually the Air New Zealand logo, and this is actually the source of the talk today. So this is Kerwin, What's Happening in Travel with Kerwin and Kusho. Kusho is not here today, but today what I wanted to talk about is. And if I sound a little like room sounds a little empty, it's because I'm in a hotel room, and so the acoustics aren't as good as they should be. So, we're going to talk about weighing people. Everyone is always just so self-conscious about how much we weigh, and so but in the airline industry, weighing is a thing. They the airplanes have to be the contents of the airplane have to be weighed, and because there's something called maximum takeoff weight, and this is the maximum weight that the airline can use when it's taking off. And air condition is making a lot of noise, so let me just go turn it off. Hold on. Okay, that's much better. So airplanes have to be weighed because when the manufacturers make them, they figure out, well, how much thrust the engines have, and how much weight the design can hold, with engines, one engines, two engines, and things like that. And so this is why they have to make sure that the bags are weighed. And they use an estimate for the passengers, because when the airplanes are larger, they don't weigh everyone. However, that's what this story is about, because and smaller airlines, like the Cape Airs of the world, when you check in, they weigh you, and they tell you in the documentation that they're gonna have to weigh you, and all they do, they weigh you, they make a note of it, and also weigh your bags. So even your hand luggage, because they need to figure out how much the entire weight is, also has to do with distribution. So normally on smaller airplanes, you don't sit where you get a seat assignment sometimes, but you not necessarily sit where you want to. Sometimes the flight attendants will tell you sit anywhere behind the exit row. And this is just especially it depends on where the engines are in the plane, whether they're in the wings above, if the wings are above or the engines are in the back. Everything has to be in proportion. It's all for safety. And so let me talk about the New Zealand article. So what's going to happen is they're going to weigh you. But this is only a test, right? So it says, so that's right. The Civil Aviation Authority is asking that its national airline weigh passengers departing in international flights from Auckland International Airport through July 2nd. Now, what they're doing is they're trying to gather data so they can, I guess, make it a little more accurate. Right now, we use, I think it's up 170 pounds is the average person. On the airplane, and then of course they weigh your bags. Now I saw something where it was a TikTok video or something, or maybe Instagram, and some guy was weighing his bag, and he had his foot on the scale, so it wouldn't. So he kind of lifted up the bag with his knee, so it wouldn't weigh the full amount. He's trying not to pay for his bag, and these kind of deceptive practices will cause accidents, because we need to know. As close as possible to, the maximum takeoff weights and things like that. This is why sometimes at Space Available Travelers, the flights are weight restricted and we don't get on. And it's because they have to add, I remember I was in Japan once, and this was when one of the volcanoes on the West Coast was erupting. I forget exactly where the volcano was. But it was pumping a lot of ash. I think it was in Hawaii, and it was pumping a lot of ash in the air. And so they had to change the flight path. And because they changed the flight path, they had to have to add more fuel. And because they have to add more fuel, What it meant is that they can't take as much weight because they have to use that weight for fuel. And so in this particular flight, they were weight restricted just because of the amount of fuel they had to take for that particular journey. So this just ha does happen. So what Inezuela is doing is trying to get the numbers up again. So they say the program, which Air New Zealand's called a passenger weight survey, is a way to gather data on the weight load and distribution for planes, the airline said. We weigh everything that goes on aircraft, as I was saying, from the cargo to the meals on board to the luggage in the hold. The airline load control improvement specialist, Alistair James, said, for customers, crew, and cabin bags, we use average weights, which we get from doing the survey. So still, weight is a personal thing that not everyone wishes to disclose in order to protect individuals' privacy. The airline said it has made the data anonymous. So all they're doing is trying to collect the data. It won't say, hey, Kerwin, you weigh whatever. So it's just, it'll collect it, but it won't tie it to a particular person. So you don't have to worry if you're going to be flying Air New Zealand out of Auckland internationally until July 2nd. I kind of want to go fly an international flight out of Auckland to see on New Zealand to see where it is. Now, you're going to sign on a digital scale, and it'll submit the information to the program, and the agent won't see what it is, so they won't know how much you weigh. They'll also place their luggage on another identical scale for separate weighing because we need to have an idea of the weight. And what they're trying to do is to get averages, right? And then I assume that they're going to share these averages with the industry. And so if you're doing it, just think that you're actually helping. You're helping aviation in doing this. So next time the airline asks you for your weight, don't panic. It is just something that they need, and it is something that they've been weighing planes forever. So this is not something new. Now somebody asked, why can't they just put a scale on the ramp? An airplane jumps in it and it weighs it. That's very expensive, extremely expensive. Think about how many airports in the world there are, and all these things that are around. So it's crazy. So it's not something that they can do easily. Otherwise, they would have already done it, right? So some amount of costs and just calibrating the scales and all that kind of good stuff. So now I want to say there is some place where you can weigh the airplane like that. I don't know. Maybe the manufacturers have something at the Boeings and the Airbuses and the Embraers of the world, but I'm not certain. If anyone knows, please let me know. So that's all I have for today. Very short, very sweet. It's all about airplane weights. So this is Kerwin with Passfather.com, cruisenotyou.com, talking about what's happening in travel, and have a great trip. Talk to you soon.